I'm Rick Henson with this sports update for Saturday, March 23rd, 2013 on KJAN.com. In college basketball, Iowa took control with an 8-1 run midway through the second half en route to a 75-63 victory over Stony Brook in the second round of the NIT Friday night. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says it was a big win for his team.
You know, the 25-win team, number one in the country with, you know, 13 road wins, you know, they have what essentially is a Big Ten team. Anything less than, you know, the stellar effort we had defensively, and we don't beat this team. This is a phenomenal team.
Roy Devin Marble had 28 points for the Hawkeyes, but McCaffrey said everyone had a hand in the victory.
The thing that sticks out to me, guys, when I look at the stats, is 20 assists on 26 baskets. You know, so we're playing defense, we're sharing the ball, 10 guys are contributing. And, you know, what can you say about Mike Cassell? How about those 19 minutes? I mean, I'm just thrilled for that kid.
Iowa will play the winner of tonight's game between Virginia and St. John's next Wednesday night in the quarterfinal round of the NIT. And it was no contest in Dayton, Ohio Friday night when Iowa State crushed Notre Dame.
And Naz Long will just dribble out the clock. Iowa State defeats Notre Dame 76-58. And it wasn't that close. They led it by as many as 27, and they win it by 18 to advance to the third round of the NCAA tournament.
That's John Walters on the Cyclones Network. Iowa State took control late in the first half and raced away to a convincing 76-58 win over Notre Dame. ISU coach Fred Hoiberg says it started on the defensive end.
And our defensive pressure was off the charts. We didn't want to give these guys a rhythm offensively. That's when they're really good, when they can just swing the ball around the horn and throw it in without any hands. With 14 deflections in that first half, that was big and caused 14 turnovers. And that allowed us to get some runouts, and that's when we started pulling away a little bit.
And Iowa State will take on Ohio State on Sunday. In wrestling, the Iowa Hawkeyes will have a couple of wrestlers in tonight's title matches at the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Des Moines. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
Iowa's Tony Ramos advanced to the finals at 133 Friday night, scoring a takedown in overtime to beat Tyler Graff of Wisconsin, much to the delight of Hawkeye fans. Graff scored a first period takedown to take the early 2-0 lead, but Ramos wasn't worried.
He had a takedown. So, if you want to beat me, you got to take me down two or three times. Maybe four or five. So I'm going to keep on coming.
In the 133-pound championship, Ramos will face the defending champion from Ohio State, Logan Stieber. Ramos expects to avenge an overtime loss to Stieber in the Big Ten Finals.
Hard wrestling. There's no game plans. Everyone has a game plan, a strategy. You got to go out there and you got to fight and fight and keep on fighting. And that's how I'm going to win.
Joining Ramos in the finals is the Hawkeyes' 157-pounder.
Derek St. John, your winner.
Derek St. John won by tiebreaker over Oklahoma State's Alex Deringer. St. John will meet top seed Jason Welch of Northwestern in the finals. Welch beat Northern Iowa's David Bonet. The Hawkeyes' biggest loss Friday night came at 125, where two-time national champion Matt McDonough was knocked out of the tournament, failing to earn All-American status by finishing in the top eight. Three wrestlers from Iowa State will be All-Americans this year: Michael Marino, Kyvan Gadsden, and Matthew Gibson. From Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, I'm Pat Curtis.
Elsewhere in sports headlines this Saturday morning, Florida Gulf Coast is the seventh number 15 seed to beat a number 2 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, knocking off Georgetown 78-68. Sherwood Brown scored 24 points and Bernard Thompson added 23 to lead the Eagles, who led 52-33 following a 21-2 run in the second half. Number 13 LaSalle has reached the third round of the NCAA tournament by downing number 3 Kansas State 63-61. Jarrell Wright scored a game-high 21 points for the Explorers, including 3 free throws in the final 30 seconds. And 12th seed Ole Miss knocked off number 5 Wisconsin 57-46, giving the Rebels their first tournament win since 2002. The Miami Heat have stretched their winning streak to 25 games by knocking off Detroit 103-89 in the NBA. LeBron James contributed 29 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists as the Heat cut their magic number for clinching the top seed in the Eastern Conference to 3. Dwayne Wade added 19 points for Miami, which trailed by 3 at intermission before outscoring the Pistons 52-35 in the second half. The Baltimore Ravens have lost All-Pro safety Ed Reed. The 9-time Pro Bowler has signed a contract with the Houston Texans. The Houston Chronicle reports that Reed got a 3-year deal worth $15 million, with $5 million of that guaranteed. And Bill Haas and Justin Rose are co-leaders at the midway point of the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill in Orlando, Florida. Haas fired a 6-under par 66 today for a 9-under total. That puts him even with Rose, one shot ahead of John Hugh. Ken Duke, J.J. Henry, and Jimmy Walker are three shots back and one ahead of Tiger Woods, Vijay Singh, and Mark Wilson. That is a check of sports. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.